what a, you've been in church today. That's been awesome. Camp, testimonies, and the kids. And boy, just so rewarding. Isn't God good? He's so good. Praise the Lord. We've been, did I forget something, Joseph? Oh, the offering? We didn't actually do the offering? All right. Maybe after the sermon, we'll lift up the offering and you'll, you know, feel like you need to give more after the sermon. We'll see if that works or not. But thank you for your faithfulness and your tithes and offerings. The church can do so much in this community. So we are so excited about what God's putting together. We've been doing a series in the summer about This We Know. Do you really know who you serve? Do you really know that God's going to get you from victory to victory? Do you really know that every promise He's made you, He will keep? Do you really know that that the victory will come? Amen. And that you can honestly say, we trust you, Lord. We trust you. And this we know today, part 5. God's ways are higher than our ways. God's ways are higher. He understands things and sees things we cannot see and understand. His ways are higher. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. Isaiah 55, verse 8. We all know this scripture, but for this title, this is the scripture, right? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways, my ways, saith the Lord. In verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts, they're higher than your thoughts. You know, it's pretty clear in Scripture that God is trying to tell us that we're limited in understanding. When we say that God's ways are higher than our own ways and that He knows better than we know, we're basically admitting that we are limited in understanding. Amen. We're limited in understanding the big picture. We know what we want, what we would like to see, how things will turn out, finances, etc., relationships. We have a picture in our head what we want. But the Bible is very clear about, don't say you're going to do this and this and run a business tomorrow and do this and this and this without God leading you and guiding you through that. As Christians, it's so important that we are intentional about God being part of our decision-making process. So we're basically admitting when we understand this that we don't have full understanding. It is actually a statement of humility. A humility to say, you know what, God? I'm going to trust you. Your ways are higher than my ways. And sometimes things are going to go a little bit curvy that I don't know in my life, but it's okay. You know, I wish a lot of things in my life wouldn't have happened. But you know what? It's okay. His ways are higher than my ways. Amen? And it's about the kingdom. It's about souls. It's about people. God using you to deliver people in Jesus' name. You know, like this camp. You know, I was on the last night. I didn't really get a good feel for the camp as far as the services because I was just doing other things. But on the last night, you know, I tried my best to hang around. And they had some kind of altar call, and I don't know why. I need to go up. I'm just going to go up. And I didn't even know why. I was just up there kind of watching what was going on and enjoying God's presence and just soaking it in, you know, how I loved camp and the altar on last night. You know, I just wanted to soak it in. And I was there, and I'm saying this story in relationship to I wish things wouldn't have happened in my life the way they did. But here I am at this moment. And here I am just God, you know, what do you have planned? And Pastor Ben says something about a boy that just, the father just left the home and he's brokenhearted. And I don't know what happened. He said that and I just turned and I went, is this him? And his friends were like, yes. And I just prayed. And I don't remember what I prayed. I was just yelling and I don't know what was going on. Just God just kind of took over and I was just praying. And a lot of the stuff that I was praying was about, I was telling him, I know what it's like not to have a father in the home. And I know what that's like. And through all that, I was basically telling him that my Heavenly Father led me and guided me. And guided me, and there was peace, joy in the life and in the walk. And something to that effect. I honestly don't even remember. I think it was actually a lot better than that. But anyway, but the boy was just you could tell that there was a deliverance happening right there, right at that moment. And you know, the boy is just on his knees, and I'm praying with him, and he could relate. I could relate. And I poured out my heart about how it was not having a father at home. And I told him, it's okay. It's okay. And I told him who I was. And I said, God's got the same kind of plan for you. And I'm saying that story to say that, sure, I may have wished my life would have turned out differently. But if that kid was depressed, and all the, as JR was sharing, all the weight, a burden on his shoulder. And that night, he was freed. If my experience was for that moment, it is worth it all. It's hard for some of us to say that. But it is the truth that the kingdom of God is not about us. It's about souls being set free, entering into the kingdom, being delivered from depression, from bondages. That's what the kingdom is about. His ways are higher than my ways, because my ways would have, my childhood would have been different if I could have chosen my way. But it's okay. My Heavenly Father, He's a good God. He's such a good God. And he makes ways. He makes ways. So back to the story of Abraham. So in Isaiah 55, we know His ways are higher than our ways. So just Genesis 21, 1 through 8. I'm not going to read the whole story of Abraham. I think we've covered a lot of Abraham's story. And we just keep going back to it. And it just... I was telling Sam the other day at camp, I said, I think I've gone years without talking about Abraham, and all of a sudden we can't stop talking about Abraham. So that's okay. We'll hear what God's telling us, right? This moment. We all know what happened. They were promised a child, and they waited, and they couldn't wait any longer, and took matters into their own hands. Sarah, and they messed up, and finally the day comes. Let's just read about that day. And the Lord visited Sarah as He had said, and the Lord said unto Sarah as He had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. God's timing. Trust it. Amen? Some of you need to write that down. I didn't give my usual write something down speech at the very beginning, so let me insert it here. Write something down. God's timing was set. His time is set. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him and Sarah, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham and Sarah should have given children suck, for I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Here's the question. Why did God make Abraham and Sarah wait until it was impossible to bear children to have a child? Why? Didn't God know that Abraham and Sarah were emotional, depressed about this? And they were sad? Didn't God know that? Of course he did. But God's ways are higher than our own. Doesn't God know about your circumstance that you need him to hurry up? Of course he knows. But he's got a big picture plan to maximize the kingdom of God through your life. The evidence, well, Abraham and Sarah, from their perspective, God was waiting too long. That's evident in their actions, right? They were waiting and waiting, and then they wanted to take a shortcut. They thought it was too long. They thought maybe there's another way for God to keep his promise, or they thought they could figure it out on their own. That was their perspective. But from God's perspective, why did he wait so long? Because everyone knew that God was in this. Even us right now. They waited that long so we could read the story to know that God was preparing a way for man to have a bridge to him. This was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the line, the Jewish people, Jesus Christ, redemption, us, salvation. See, it was all part of this big plan. So from God's perspective, the waiting was perfect to accomplish this plan of salvation for you and me. Amen? Are you grasping that? I mean, God's ways are just so much higher than our ways. But Abraham couldn't see that in 2017, Brother Hector Casiano was going to be sitting right here, and this story was going to be part of his story. He couldn't see it, but God saw it. Amen? So when you're wondering why God's taking long to answer your prayers, you don't see it. But there's a situation coming that time that you've waited and trusted and never gave up is going to come. Fruit will come from it. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that. I believe that God's timing is perfect. It is perfect. So yes, God knew they were sad. But God's ways are higher than our ways. From Abraham and Sarah's perspective, God waited too long, but from God's perspective, everything was perfect. God's perspective was that everyone knew that God was in this situation, and people would talk about it for years to come. And also, from God's perspective, Abraham's faith and trust only grew through this experience. See, this experience made Abraham grow in faith, because God, when he came through, he knew it was a miracle. He knew. So this experience prepared him for the next experience, which is also important for our salvation, is that the next experience was when God asked Abraham to go sacrifice Isaac. Abraham didn't even ask questions like, how long is this going to take? Or, you promised me a seed numbering the stars and you want me to kill the seed. That doesn't make sense, God. He didn't ask any questions. If you read the story, God tells him to go sacrifice, and next thing you know, he's gathering wood. And he's on his way. Why? Because the previous story, Abraham had no doubt. He had no doubt that Isaac was going to be fine because the seeds were going to number the stars. And Isaac was needed in order for that promise to come true. So there was no doubt in Abraham's mind, but it prepared him for this. So know that whatever situation you're in and you're waiting on the Lord and you're praying on the Lord, it's worth waiting for, because something kingdom great is going to come through your trials, your hard times. Don't ever lose sight of that. Until your last breath, don't ever doubt that God is at work in these situations. Amen? He's at work. He's at work. Praise the Lord. I ask the musicians to come forward, and we're just going to pray to close. Maybe you're in a situation now and you're like, I don't see it. I don't see how, God, I've been praying for a long time, but I don't see it. I mean, help me to see it, Lord. I just feel we just need to pray. There needs to be breakthroughs. His ways are higher than our own. His ways are higher than our own. Once you have committed your life to Jesus Christ, no matter what the circumstances are around you, you can be confident that God is in your situation, He's in your circumstance, and you can be assured that His ways are higher than your own. God has you by the palm of His hand. Amen? He's got you by the palm of His hands. In Psalm chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. I just want to read that real quick before we pray. Psalms chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. I thought I had it marked, but here, we'll just have to find it. Psalm 18, 1 and 2. I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. No matter what is in front of you, God will direct your path into joy, peace, strength, stability. Your ways are higher than our own. We have a theme. This we know. Do you know this today? Do you know that whatever situation you're in, God's in it, and His perfect timing, there will be a kingdom purpose for your trials. As we begin to sing the songs, I want to open up the altars, and only in a way to take a step, for you to take a step out and say, Lord, I haven't been admitting this to myself. I haven't been admitting this to you, but I've been praying this for a long time, and I have my doubts. I don't see it. I don't see you in it. Today is the day. Just like Abraham didn't see it, Sarah didn't see it, but in His perfect timing, the kingdom was benefited. Whatever your prayer request is, whatever your situation is, in His perfect timing, His kingdom will be revealed through it. So on the count of three, if that's just you, you just need, Lord, I've been praying about this, I believe in you, I trust you, but I just don't see it. And you just need Him to take that weight off your shoulders and you to be at peace and joy and trust. Today is the day. I'm not going to hold it long, but if this is for you, I believe there's deliverance today where you need to give it to Him and trust Him. And in humility say, I trust that your ways are higher than my own. One, two, three. If that's you, just come. Musicians, just play. We're just